this is Dr. Jackie Yilva Grant, and we welcome you today to What's the Takeaway podcast with yours truly. We know that many of times we hear all kinds of podcasts and we hear all kinds of subject matters, but sometimes we don't know what to take away and what to leave at the table. There used to be a saying that the old folks, old black moms and pops used to say, eat the meat and spit away the bones. And that's basically what the takeaway is all about. We eat the meat and we spit away the bones. And so we take away those things that will give us nourishment, good health, long life, and strength. And those things that are not good for us, we simply cast them away. So I'm excited. I'm very excited about this particular podcast today. And simply because we're getting ready to go on tour. Yes, Dr. Jackie Yilva Grant is getting ready to go on tour. And the title of the tour is This Is My Life Tour. And we're starting it in Savannah, Georgia, my hometown. And we are going to begin March the 11th and 12th. We are really excited. I'm excited about this guest I have with me today because many of you know her on Facebook as Tea Time with Tammy. Her name is Tammy Stone, but she has her own Facebook Live following, and she's doing a phenomenal job with people all over the country that are tuning in on Friday nights, and sometimes whenever it hits her, Tea Time with Tammy will be on the air. And so I'd like Tammy Stone to greet you all today. Hi, Tammy.
Hey, Dr. Grant, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Tell us a little bit about who Tammy Stone is.
Okay, well, let me see. I am Tammy Stone, also known as Tea Time with Tammy, and I do a live Instagram affirmations daily with Tammy on Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock, and just to uplift everyone and, you know, give them some encouragement. I am the co-owner of Escape Hair Salon in Savannah, Georgia, as well as I do baking live with Tammy. I'm just all over the place. But I'm just excited about who God has called me to be. I am a mother of four and a grandmother to nine. My grandkids, I love them dearly, dearly, dearly. And I'm just excited about where God has brought me from. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a part of the This Is My Life tour.
Yes, I am excited about you being a part of This Is My Life tour. This came about during a time when I was asked to speak to a Hats and Heels event that was sponsored by Tia Ackers, one of the nationally renowned Resilient Magazine entrepreneur and so much more. She asked me to be her speaker, and the message that came to my heart is, this is my life and I live it as I choose. And God gave me that particular speech, and it went well with the audience. We had a good audience. It went well with the audience. And so the Lord said, this is the message that I'm going to impart in you that you can go and tell others. Live their lives unapologetically. Mm. Stop apologizing for who you are. Stop apologizing for the way God has made you. Mm-hmm. Stop apologizing for the woman or the man of God that he has birthed out of, whomever. And so I began to look at that, got a team, and Tammy was a part of the team that came together, and we have started putting, we're getting ready to go to different cities, and Tammy's going to talk a little bit about that. But that's the origin of the This Is Your Life tour. And so it is, if you, somebody who's on here and they're saying, well, you know, is that scripture? Because I know she says she's Dr. Gilbert Grant, but she's a bishop. So now, is this spiritual? It is spiritually based. It's inspired by God. Mm-hmm. And the scripture that comes, it says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that's where that's the whole base for which we are doing this tour, to let people know no longer do we have to live beneath our privilege. Come on, Tammy, talk to me. Tell me what you're thinking.
at that conference with Tia Acker, I was there also. And it was amazing. And, you know, sometimes we go to these things and we look at, say, Bishop Jackie Gilbert Grant, and we look for it to be just church, 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 church. But this event, it allowed us to sit back and hear the bishop, the doctor Grant and her teach us how to live our lives. And everybody was so excited after the conference. Myself, my feet were hurting after putting on those heels. So I took my shoes off and I posted a picture of my bare feet. And I said, this is my life. It doesn't matter what people think. And it was so exciting. And the people, they enjoyed it. And I kept seeing posts, even weeks later, this is my life. And this is what we have to understand. This is our lives. We spend it catering to other people, doing for everybody else, and not thinking about ourselves. So Dr. Grant, you've given us a platform so that we can speak and just say, this is my life. You know, if I want to go out there and dance the night away, if I want to go out there and enjoy my friends, if I want to take a trip somewhere, if I want to write a book, if I want to cook or whatever, if I decide I don't even want to go to work today, it's my life. I might not have a job tomorrow, but it's my life.
May not have a job tomorrow, but exactly. This is your life, and living unapologetically.
So when you came to us with the with what God had given you, we were all on board. We are all on board, and you know, traveling from place to place, from our kickoff in Savannah to Atlanta to North Carolina, and now we've been invited to bring the tour to London. It is amazing. And we're just looking forward to the people that we meet, the lives that are changed. Because, you know, a lot of us women, you know, when we say that, oh, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. But sometimes even within that, we lose ourselves. Because the Bible, we're supposed to go out into the highways and the byways to reach the people. It's not going to always be in those four walls. So I'm excited about getting out and getting to meet people. That's the best thing. And Dr. Grant, I keep saying, you know what? Thank you, because lives will be changed and we will live life more abundantly.
I believe that. I really believe that. I believe that God is giving us opportunity as we present opportunity to others to really live this kingdom lifestyle that God has been telling us for years. See, what has happened to us, and I can really totally speak on it, because I come out of old school Pentecostalism, and where everything was, we can't. But nobody ever told us what we could do. All they ever told us was what we can't do. Then God gives us a revelation of his word and allow us to know you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You can live this life more abundantly. And the wealth of the wicked was laid up for the just. He began to open up these scriptures to us and let us know, listen, you living like this because that's what man said you had to do. Mm-hmm. They put you in that box, and you haven't have given yourself the luxury of kicking that box down. Yeah. So I'm excited about where God is now getting ready to take us. We are finished with this, we are hoping to God to add more cities to it. Right now, March the 11th and the 12th. Can you speak upon that, Tammy?
Yes, March the 11th. Oh God, we just believe in God that it's just going to be phenomenal. What we decided to do was before we leave this city and go to the next, we needed to really, really, really get direction from God. Let him impart into us what we are supposed to be doing, and praying and seeking his face so that we don't get distracted or anything. So what we decided was to have a service that evening, a gala, a kickoff. And we've invited Prophetess Sherilyn Bennett from North Carolina. She is amazing. She is a woman of God. And listen, I met her about a couple of years ago through a mutual friend, and we just become friends ever since then. I've never met her in person, but just talking to her on the phone, there's a connection, and she is so excited about coming to fellowship with us, to minister to God's people, to help us to get in this form of prayer, and so that we are being sent off to a good start. So we're excited about that. That's on the 11th, and we have Jatia Sills is going to be with us as our praise and worship leader. We have the guest psalmist, Sister Waters. I can't remember her first name, Bishop.
Tiffany Waters. Yeah,
Tiffany's gonna come. We have a lot of things planned for that evening, and we're expecting women from all over Savannah, Atlanta, wherever, to come and be with us, and it's gonna be awesome. I'm just believing God for an awesome move. And then on Saturday, we're gonna have our Let's Talk session from 12 to 2 with the great, amazing Brenda Jackson Brown from Savannah Girlfriends, and she's gonna come, and we're gonna talk about stuff that sometimes we hold it on the inside. We don't want to talk about it, we're ashamed or whatever, but the way that we're going to do it is, each woman that has a question that does not want to be, you don't want your name to be called out or anything, you're going to write your questions on a piece of paper and put it in a basket. And then we'll choose a question. We'll choose all the questions, and the panel that will be there will be able to answer them as best as they possibly can. And see, it gives us an opportunity to talk about things that we normally wouldn't even discuss in front of anybody else, because, you know, we're too ashamed to do it. And there's nothing about being ashamed when there's something that is really, really bothering you, and something that, you know, you want to question it, but then you ask yourself, can I trust this person to give me the right answer? Because, you know, you can ask something and they tell you, well, girl, if I was you, no, because see, that's the problem. If you don't know how you'll react in a certain situation until you're in it. So this is why this session with us is so important. You know, and we got to do it. It's got to be talked about. So we, you know, I'm excited about Brenda and the panelists that will be there to answer questions. There'll also be some vendors there. We'll have our This Is My Life t-shirts available for women to purchase. And this is the thing. It's like a movement. This is my life. Especially for me, when I'm over 50, I was 58, and I'm thinking to myself, the kids are grown, I'm an empty nester. This is my life. You know what I'm saying? So we are excited about everything that's going to take place on that weekend.
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited. You know, I have not met our speaker, Prophetess Sherilyn Bennett. I haven't met her in person, but the very first time she and I were connected. I spoke to her, and it was almost like a connection. As the Bible said, the baby leaped in my spirit. I just felt something from her, and the humility and the power that came from her. I'm really excited about her setting it. And then when as we began to get to know each other, we found out we had the same friends. And that's what really blew me. It was like, well, how come I didn't know her, and we have some of the same friends? I said, oh wow. So I'm really excited about it now, because we're looking for Pastor Belinda Lawson. She's going to try to be here that night. And Dr. Timothy Boone, he told me, he said, you got one here, you got one, that's my friend. So they're just, you know, I'm not name dropping, but I'm just talking about good people that know a good person, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really looking forward to that particular night and the praise and worship. I'm looking forward to all of it, but it's going to be gala style. We're going to be giving away door prizes, and we're gonna have fun. It's just not going to be what we're going to be jumping and shouting, but we're going to be able to say we had fun while we were there, because that's what it's all about. Life is supposed to be about enjoyment. We're supposed to enjoy life, and if I can't enjoy it in the house of God, then where can I enjoy it? I can't always come to the house of God and just sit there stuffy and throw up my, but I got to be able to laugh. I got to be able to rejoice. I got to be able to have all of those good qualities coming out of me, because that's who I am. You know what else, Tammy, what came to my mind is Saturday. As you were talking about Saturday, I'm looking forward to Saturday too, because it's time that we as women get together and get some things out in the open so that we can live and live abundantly. And you know, one of the things is that I'm excited about Saturday is that we're going to declare a ceasefire.
Okay.
And that ceasefire, a lot of people, you know, you have, I think in the time of war, or the military people are probably listening to me, and they'll probably say, no, that's not how it goes. But in my army, you know, the ceasefire means to stop shooting. Stop it. No, there will be declared. No weapons will be fired at that particular time. And the Lord gave me this probably about 3-4 years ago, when things had gotten so bad and women were just talking about each other on Facebook and Instagram and everything. And you remember that? And God said, go on Facebook and declare a ceasefire for 48 hours. And say for 48 hours, we commanded that nobody shoot at her sister. Don't talk negative about her. Don't say anything negative about your sister for 48 hours. But I think we need to increase it to 72. Yes. What you think?
I think so too. Let's just go on with it, because guess what? It is really needed nowadays. And we got to get to a point where, you know what? It's okay. We can't keep bad mouthing each other. My grandmother used to always say, if you can't say nothing nice, then don't say nothing at all. Really, you know, and we go through life and we're mad with somebody and we don't even know why we're mad. We're mad with her because you're mad with her. That's crazy. That is just not what it's supposed to be like. And that's why I'm thinking, I'm praising God in advance for the things that are going to happen on that Saturday. Because Brenda Jackson Brown is one of the realest women I know. And she'll give it to you straight. Listen, sister girl, girlfriend, we can't do this no longer. How are we going to ever get somewhere or get to our destiny or reach where God wants us to be if we're allowing these things to keep us back, backbiting, jealousy, going against each other, talking about each other? It's crazy. So we have to address those things. And I am so glad that we decided that we'll do this on Saturday, even after the gala Friday night. And it's going to be good.
Yes, it's going to be for Saturday night. When you said that she would be coming to straight, I say straight with no chaser. We're gonna take it straight with no chaser, and we're gonna be very unapologetic. So if you're coming with your feelings on your shoulder, you might as well go ahead and clear that off right now, because we have to get to the root of the matter. I'm excited for the kickoff. Then our next stop will be Atlanta, Georgia. And oh my gosh, Atlanta, Georgia, here we come. Oh,
I don't even know, don't hit them.
I'm excited about Atlanta, and you know, our speakers already lined up and everything. We're hoping to have that nailed down by the time the kickoff is, so that we can put that information out. And then we leave there and we go to Charlotte, North Carolina, the home of all of these people. The Charlotte is not necessarily home, but the state of North Carolina,
right?
Loman Creations and all of these people who come out of North Carolina. Martha Cooper Hudson. Yes. Martha Cooper Hudson is going to be with us in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Yes.
I've never seen her in person, but sometimes I go on her, some of her lives, and listen to her speak, and I'm just in awe and just listening to her, because she does encourage us, especially entrepreneurs, and you got dreams and goals. That's our goal. That's our go-to person right there.
Yes, yes. Martha is very articulate, and she she used to be a speech therapist, and so that's why you can hear it come through her voice when she speaks. Right. She speaks clearly and distinctively, and but she is my mentor. She's my mentor. She has taught me so much, and I'm looking forward to her sharing with us, because the things that she imparted in us, I believe she wants to share those with us. The entire group. So we're looking forward to Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're hoping, you know, after we get things ready for going to London and putting things together for the London tour, I'm really excited about that. But I got a call probably about last week. And the young lady said, "Are you stopping in Jacksonville?" And I said, "No, ma'am." I said, "But we could." She said, let me talk to my pastor. I said, "No, it's not a church event." So she said, "No, I know, but I mean, I was just trying to get some people to go along with me." So there's a strong possibility that Jacksonville will be added to the list. So I'm excited about it. I'm just excited about what God's doing. And I said, I guess we need to put the word out and say to them, and as those of you that are listening to the podcast, if you desire for us to come to your city.
Yes.
If you desire for us to come to your city, send us an email at queensoreus@yahoo.com and request us to come to your city, and we will do everything that we possibly can to do to be with you. Tammy, when you go back to thinking about this is my life, what do you really want to see for Tammy?
For me, you know what? I've had my share of ups and downs in life, as I'm sure we all have. And especially, you know, when I got sick back in 2004, the doctors were saying that it was the end for me. But I had faith enough to believe that that wasn't it, that God had more for me to do. And he healed my body. So now I get a second chance to do the things that he wants me to do the things that I want to do. But, you know, I was the kind of person that my life, my children were my entire life. My business was my entire life. Being in church, that was my entire life. Everything except for me, making time for myself. And listening to you talk at that conference, and even sometimes during service, I may look like I'm staring off into space, but I'm listening and to what you're saying, and I'm hearing God at the same time. You know, you got one life to live. I've given you a second chance, and you have to live that life. And when it comes to this is my life, I want to write a book. That's a goal. I want to be able to go out and speak to women, as you're already training me to do so. Go out and speak to women. And God has allowed us to go through certain things. And those things we cannot keep hidden in our hearts. We're supposed to share them. So I'm thinking to myself, if I'm near death, but you healed me, there's somebody else that's near death and needs to hear how God healed my body. You know, I love my grandchildren. I love them like no other. But they got parents. So now this is my life. I got to get out and do the things that I desire to do and quit apologizing to people. Well, I'm sorry, I forgot to come to your event. I'm sorry, I forgot to do this or that. Or I get a client that calls and says, oh, well, can you do my hair? But I can't pay you until for 2 weeks. This is my business. This is my livelihood. You understand what I'm saying? So the more that we get into this is my life, I believe that for me, things will change. I believe that for others, things are going to change. We're still saved. We're still Christian. God still loves us. But we are not living our lives to the fullest because we are surrounded by our children, our family, our businesses, things of that nature, and we forget about ourselves. So I'm looking forward to, this is my life. I'm looking forward to putting on that t-shirt. I'm looking forward to putting on my Facebook page, my Instagram page. This is my life. And when people read it, they start looking like, okay, we can't do her like that no more. No, you can't, because I'm living my life. I'm living my life. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not doing anything wrong, but this is my life. And I realize that God has so much for us, this kingdom life, kingdom living. We've been taught for so long that, you know, we do this. I remember my grandmother teaching me the Ten Commandments, which we still live by that. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. I'm talking about, I must have had to repeat that 1,000 times on Saturday, because that's what she did. But, you know, even with having that, God says we are to live our lives and live it. He will allow us to live it more abundantly. Have things that we desire. Man, I want to be rich.
I think we all want to be rich. We all want to have that wealthy life. And you know what? That's something I heard pastor, I was in a pastor's meeting, and the pastor said, it's good that we are doing things that to pacify people, you know, with affordable housing and things of that nature. He said, but you know, it's now that we try to teach people how to obtain wealth and not feel that guilty because you have moved up from that level of living. You've moved. And I was sitting there listening to him, and although it was just a casual conversation, but it went deep with me, because I was like, yes, we need to teach our people how to obtain wealth and not make people feel like, make us feel guilty, because we are living the life that we're not living better than we're supposed to. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So if we belong to him, then we have an inheritance. We have an inheritance of everything that God has. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are not supposed to live beneath our privilege. There is a privilege of life that God has established for every last one of us. So I want to live that type of life. I want to live that privileged life. And don't make me feel guilty for it, because I don't want to live in certain places. Don't want to go to certain places. I want to live better than that. And so this is my life, and this is who I am, and I do it unapologetically. If I don't want, I go to Burger King because I want to go to Burger King, but I ought to be able to go to a high-class restaurant, sit there, eat my steak, and don't feel guilty that I paid almost $1,000 for an evening.
That's the thing. And also, I'm just thinking ahead, our young ladies, our young girls, we got to teach them how to manage their money, how important that good credit is, you know, how to save, how to maneuver the stock market, all these things that they have out here. If we don't teach them now, when they get older, they still won't be able to do it, or it'll be harder for them to do it, so that they can too have a good life.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So the This Is My Life tour is getting ready to kick off on March the 11th and 12th. And I am really excited. I encourage all of you that are in the Savannah area that are listening, please come by and be with us. All the CDC guidelines will be enforced. Masks will be required. And we're just going to have a gala good time. Somebody said, well, what kind do we have to wear church? Even though we are using the church's sanctuary. No, you don't have to come with your Sunday go to meeting outfit. You can wear whatsoever you want to wear as long as you're comfortable and coming in and enjoying what God has provided for us. We got some other members that are part of this team. It's just an awesome team. And besides Tammy, we also have Lisa Brooks that's a part of the team. We have Raquel Bradham, Erica Ross, and Courtney Joiners. These people make up the team. We've been asked by several people about coming and being a part of the team, and as we begin to expand, so will the team expand. Yes. So we're not going to say no, but we're going to say at this time let's get it up off the ground first, and then once we get it up off the ground, of course the team will expand because we'll be all over the world. So we're going to need people to be with us. We'll be all over the world. So, you know, so we'll have a team in London. We'll have a team in Atlanta. I'm calling it now. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Yes. So is it anything? Okay, what's the takeaway, Tammy? What's the takeaway for the day?
The takeaway for today is we have got to remember that it is our life. God's given us an opportunity, and it's now time to seize that opportunity, to get out, do what you got to do. Listen, make life worth it. And you always say, when I leave this earth, I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave my mark that I live my life. I lived it unapologetically. Get that word out. But that's the takeaway. Don't live a life that's defeated. Don't live a life that's defeated. Get out, and living your life doesn't mean that you're out doing things that you shouldn't do. You're just thinking that, okay, God, you allow me to live another day. And this day, I am going to live my life because this is my life.
Okay. All right, we're gonna end this with a commercial from Jazuri, but I wanted to let you know, all of my listeners, support the This Is Your Life tour. You can send donations. You can send a donation to us simply by hitting the Cash App and put Bishop 444, or you can go in and you can mail checks or money orders to This Is My Life Tour, P.O. Box 23075, Savannah, Georgia 31403, and all donations are tax deductible. So we are looking forward to you to, if you can't support us by attendance, support us financially so that we can take this movement to sit from city to city, and we'll be able to give them the best 2 days that we can possibly give them. It would be like heaven on earth. Again, that is the Cash App, the $ Bishop 444, or you can certainly write us here by This Is Your Life Tour, P.O. Box 23075, Savannah, Georgia 31403. And we will accept nothing's too great, nothing's too small. We accept all donations and see them as love gifts. So until next week, when we come back and tell you what a wonderful time we had, this is Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant saying thank you for listening to What's the Takeaway.
Welcome to the Jazuri brand of body oils. Jazuri 24 Karat 5-in-1. The ingredients of this wonderful oil helps to exfoliate, soften, and moisturize. It is quick absorbing and has anti-aging elements that give your skin a youthful appearance. Jazuri Bliss has a glossy, satiny feel. It hydrates the body and helps you feel refreshed. Jazuri Ignite. This is a body oil for men. The secret to this oil is the honey that helps protect, repair, and prevent skin damage. Jazuri Pink Ice. The smell of sweet jasmine is the dominant floral fragrance that you will smell. It's rich in emollients, with a touch of vitamin E, which helps to rejuvenate your skin and lighten scars. Jazuri Sugar and Spice. Experience the dazzling sugar crystals combined with our rich oils that will exfoliate and help clear up dry skin, making your skin to be alive again. Learn more at www.jazuribrand.com. Email info@jazuribrand.com.
What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.